grief is like a literal weight in your body. You can feel like you've swallowed a barbell and now you have to carry it around. We've all been there, I think. We've all felt the blow of losing somebody. But for most of us, the sun does start to shine eventually. You climb out of that black hole and back into the world. You're kind of still carrying the weight, but it grows lighter and you feel it less. But how long should that take? How much grief is enough? When does it become a mental health issue rather than a natural reactive sadness? Kim Cullen is a psychologist and speaker. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hi, how are you going, Joel?
I'm great, thank you. What's a, I guess, an acceptable time frame for dealing with grief?
Oh, that's a good question, but I don't know what I would, how to even answer what's considered acceptable. There's so many factors involved in grief. You know, the relationship with the individual. I mean, you know, grieving a child isn't the same as grieving a sibling or grieving a friend. You know, the nature of how it's occurred, whether it was expected, whether it was long, whether it was short, whether it's a shock. I mean, there's so many factors. But I suppose that I think in those really, really early months of grief, certainly those early weeks, it's all consuming. So much so that it's difficult to even function and just do basic, you know, make a meal without being completely overrun by the raw emotions of the loss. But you would expect that over a period of time, you know, maybe when you hit the 12 to 18 month mark, it's not necessarily that your grief is dissolved. It's just that you can then begin to start to feel all the other emotions associated with life. When you're going through the rawness of grief, it feels like there's only one: sadness, at, you know, and loss and depression and anger. And they're the ones that are running the show at the time. And then slowly the other emotions and other thoughts start to creep back in.
You can be diagnosed with prolonged grief disorder. So when would you, as a mental health professional, start to be concerned that someone's grief has kind of become self-sustaining and it's not fading as we would hope it would?
I've never diagnosed anyone with that disorder, I will say. And it's not, you know, historically, grief hasn't been considered a disorder to my knowledge. But I suppose if the loss and, you know, in my experience, if the loss and the grief is still continuing after 12 to 18 months to interfere with them getting on with living, you know, a fuller life, and still interfering with other relationships and still interfering with their ability to enjoy and feel joy and get a sense of purpose back, then I would start to consider that was more than just what you would expect from grief.
What are the healthy steps for people who are dealing with grief?
I think in those early days, you just have to feel it. There's no right or wrong answer. One of the things I will say is a lot of people have heard of like the five stages of grief, you know, bargaining, denial, anger, depression, and then finally acceptance. What I will say is they're not sequential. It's not like you go through, you know, stage one and then you get through stage two. It's not linear. You know, we move in and out of these stages and then you kind of accept that this is the new way. So I would say those early, you know, in those early months, I would feel exactly what you need to feel. I would also accept any support that it's on offer. Support doesn't halve your grief. I suppose, in my opinion, support just keeps you afloat while you're grieving. I will say I lost one of my brothers when I was quite young, and you know, when you know, all the, there were lots of people at the house all the time. They were bringing meals all the time. They were supporting both my parents all the time, and there were things like that. You know, accept the offers of people around you, what I would say would be the in those very early days. And then when, you know, when that initial rawness starts to shift a little bit, that just try and re-immerse yourself in some of the things that you enjoyed prior to that. It doesn't mean dive straight back into every facet of your life, but if you were someone who enjoyed a walk on the beach previously, then maybe, you know, start those walks on the beach again and start introducing things that will reintroduce all the other areas of your life again.
You're listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. I'm Joel Reinberger. Psychologist Kim Cullen is with us talking about grief and handling grief. Something that seems to be missing in the way we approach grief now in a lot of Australia is rituals. There used to be rituals that went with grief, that, you know, you would wear a black armband for X amount of time after your beloved had died, and people would kind of recognise that and you'd have a way to mark the occasion. Is that missing? Do we need to maybe establish some new rituals to go with that, things like death?
Well, I'd say yes and no to that. I think if somebody has something, some ritual, as long as it's not harmful to them, that actually marks it and that makes it easier for them and gives them some comfort, then I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when we start attaching rules to grief, like you need to do that, like you need to wear this armband, and it's not something that provides someone grieving with comfort, then it can have the opposite effect. Grief is such a personal thing. It is subjective, and attaching rules to it can do more harm than good. I think one rule, I suppose to contradict myself, one rule I would attach to grief is that if something feels right for you and it's not harming you or anybody else, then it's fine to do that. When one of my daughters was younger, a friend of hers brother passed away actually, and at their team sport, we asked the mother and we asked the girl if they wanted us, our girls, to wear black ribbons, you know, on the court on the day, and they said yes, that they thought that was nice, it marked it, but it was a choice, it wasn't a rule. We just asked if this was the kind of support that they would be open to, and they were, and so that's what we did at that time. So I think it's okay to do that, but I wouldn't say that we need it necessarily.
A little bit earlier, I was talking about grief being like a weight in your body that grows lighter over the time, and I've also heard it being described as a shadow that passes. How do you think about grief as a psychologist?
I think about grief in terms of the colour. So I suppose the shadow works really well. I think about grief in terms of, for an individual, that it's another layer to them. And that layer is sort of like, when I visualise it, it's black. When you're going through that grief, black's the only colour that you can perceive. When you're in that rawness, and as time goes past, you start to perceive the blues and the greens and the yellows and the purple again, and that black layer doesn't go away. I think it's a little bit simplistic to say after 12 months that grief should be gone. I don't think that black layer goes away. I think it's always there. It becomes a part of your story, your narrative, just like any significant event. But grief for me is that just that black, that layer of black, and then after a while the other layers can go on top of that. That layer doesn't go away, and every now and again, you know, you might be triggered and you feel that sense or you see that colour again. But that doesn't mean that you're back there. It just means that something has occurred to make you feel that loss again. I think that, I like that idea of it being a shadow and the weight, but watching people go through grief and working with people with grief and the experience of my own grief from losing a brother, it does feel like a weight. That's actually a really good description. It just feels like a weight of a wet,
it's a weight in your gut. It's like you've swallowed a bowling ball and it just won't go away. Now, look, Sally in Hobart has just sent me a text, Kim, which I think has got some real wisdom to it. She says, getting through a year of firsts, first Christmas without them, first birthday without them, etc. Once we manage that, then we can start to heal. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's a really, really good point. And the first Christmases, first birthdays, first significant events, that first year, and when the first anniversary comes around, if it feels like it did on day two, that's fine. It doesn't mean that you've gone backwards or anything like that. It's just those firsts are triggers. Those triggers will spark that emotion again. Definitely, I think that's a really, really valid point.
Psychologist,
I don't want to dispute that, others who've said it's a disorder, but I don't like this idea of a timeline on grief.
Psychologist Kim Cullen, lovely to speak with you today. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Joe.